This is Dr. Singh. I'm now dictating from Westwood Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Claudia, C-L-A-U-D-I-A. Last name is Fields, F-I-E-L-D-S. Date of birth is 1-10-1947. Date of evaluation is 11-16-2022. HPI history page complaint, psychiatric re-evaluation requested by nursing staff to... by nursing staff for management of patients as ongoing psychotic symptoms. History presented last, this is 75 years old female. I had seen her on November 1, 2022. Patient was very aggressive at that time. So, during my evaluation today, patient continues to be paranoid, delusional. Peer conversation is loose and thoughts are disorganized, and talked about having kidney problems. Leaving this facility in the next 15 minutes period. Patient reports that she does not like the food here, but when pressed, she stated that she likes McDonald's hamburger and fries. Staff reports that patient likes to drink Pepsi or Coke. Here, patient can be verbally abusive and threatening towards staff. Here, she is non-compliant with medications, and nurse reported that she recently threw her medicine cup at her. Period. Staff reports that patient's Ativan and Haldol prescription ran out. And needs a renewal of her medications. Review system, no change in body system except as reported above. Next paragraph, please bring forward psychiatric history, social history, history and habits. Forward from last visit on November 1, 2022, current medication, risperidone 3 mg HS, paliperidone, palmitate 234 mg Q 30 days, and valproic acid 500 mg BID. Patient was on Haldol 5 mg Q 12 hours PRN and Ativan 2 mg Q 2 hours PRN prescribed by PCP. Next paragraph, mental status examination, general, appropriately groomed, and demeanor, uncooperative, motor movements, normal gait, normal speech, illogical, rambling, mood, angry, irritable, can get verbally abusive, thought process, confused, association, loose thought content, paranoid thinking, perceptual disturbances, delusional, level of consciousness, alert, oriented to self, memory recent, impaired, point of knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor, assessment plan, paranoid, schizophrenia, F20.0 plans, I talked to nurse Marissa to make sure that patient has been getting her paliperidone IM monthly. Period discontinue risperidone due to patient's poor compliance. Period renew prescription of Haldol 5 mg IMQ 12 hours PRN and Ativan 2 mg IMQ 6 hours PRN for severe agitation. Period prescriptions given to nurse Marissa. Number two, schizo affective disorder, bipolar type F25.0, plans continued Depakote, continued Depakine as prescribed. Number three, unspecified dementia severe with other behavioral disturbance, F43.C18 disposition. Staff needs to continue to monitor patient's mood, behaviors, medication, adverse effects, period if patient exhibits behavior indicative of danger to self or others. She may have to be sent to hospital for further evaluation. Period, long-term prognosis for improvement is guarded. Procedure code 99309 under supplemental administration, common side effects of antipsychotics, benzodiazepines, risk-benefit statements. Based on findings of my assessment above, study goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of dictation.